This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As a warning, the details of this next story may be upsetting to some listeners. An investigation by Reuters offered up some disturbing news this week. There's a growing pattern of so-called rehoming in this country, where adoptive parents get rid of unwanted children by offering them up online. Often they do it in plain sight on Facebook or in Yahoo groups. Reuters found there are no federal laws restricting the practice of non-legalized adoption, though state laws differ. Rehoming puts adopted children at risk, and the internet makes it easy for them to fall into the wrong hands. Megan Tuohy reported the story for Reuters. Megan, thanks for joining us.
So what I found in the course of my 18-month investigation was a whole kind of online network of Yahoo groups, Facebook groups, and other forums where adoptive families would go to basically solicit new homes for their unwanted adopted children. People would post ads saying, hey, I'm trying to get rid of my 12-year-old Russian girl. Other people would go on and advertise welcoming homes, and then the child would be handed off.
Do we have any sense of how often this happens and how many children this impacts?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. The short answer is that the government has absolutely no idea. What I can tell you is that here at Reuters, we examined very closely one single Yahoo rehoming group. And what we found was that on that single Yahoo group, a child was being offered up for rehoming on average once a week.
It strikes me that a lot of the online interaction here is not happening on a seedy corner of the internet, but that these conversations are starting on Yahoo.
Well, it's important to note that Reuters brought its findings to Yahoo as well as Facebook, where there are groups of this kind. Now, Yahoo responded by removing all of the rehoming Yahoo groups that we brought to its attention, saying that the activity violated their terms of service. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, has said that the activity is a reflection of society and that it wasn't going to take any action.
Would this problem exist without the internet?
I think that there were two things that collided here. You had the explosion of international adoption starting in the late 90s. And so, you've had this new issue of families struggling with international adoptions at the same time that you had the rise in the internet. And so when those families ran into trouble and they weren't getting help from the adoption agencies, the internet became a very convenient way to unload the children that they felt like they no longer wanted or could no longer care for.
Megan Tuohy is a reporter for Reuters and worked on this special project about rehoming and the issues involved. Megan, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
We've linked to Megan Tuohy's 5-part series from Reuters called The Child Exchange. It's on our website, marketplacetech.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech, and we're on facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.